There are some wars that are so local, the outside world has barely heard of them. Take the fighting in the Casamance, the southern province of Senegal in West Africa. The province is largely cut off from the rest of the country by Gambia, which extends like a finger across southern Senegal. Rebels in the Casamance want to break away altogether, but with a twist, the guerrillas say Senegal has no right to rule the Casamance because the region still belongs to the former colonial power, France. David Hecht reports.
For the Senegalese, the southern coastal province of the Casamance is paradise on earth. Unlike most of Senegal, which is hot, dry and dusty, this strip of land less than 100 miles wide consists of lush forests and mangroves, connected by a vast network of waterways. Here there are hippos, leopards, crocodiles and hundreds of species of birds, many unique to the area. It's also a favourite tourist destination, but few tourists are turning up this year. The United States and most other Western countries are strongly advising their nationals to stay away. That's because a small band of rebels, called the Movement of Democratic Forces of the Casamance, has stepped up its attacks in and around towns and villages in the area. Their leader, however, doesn't seem very threatening. Father August Jamakun Senghor is a diminutive elderly Catholic priest who the government has under house arrest in Ziguinchor, Casamance's crumbling provincial capital. He's an avid historian of the region and claims Senegal has no business in the Casamance because the territory still belongs to France.
Les Portugais sont partis de la Casamance officiellement et définitivement.
The Portuguese left the Casamance on Friday the 13th of April 1888 and France took over on Sunday, the 22nd of April 1888 at 8:07 a.m. But France never legally integrated the territory into the colony of Senegal. Thus France is still the power and protector over the Casamance. We are, by default, French subjects, not Senegalese.
Few take this argument seriously. Most Casamassais say that even if it were true, they still feel Senegalese. However, they do complain that the central government does not have their best interests at heart. Infrastructure and social services are almost non-existent here. There's rarely electricity, even in Ziguinchor. And with encroaching desertification in the north, farmers from there have come down and taken some of the best land in the Casamance. Jamakun calls this colonialism.
Que ce soit des Portugais, que ce soit des Français, ou que ce soit des Sénégalais aujourd'hui.
Whether it is the Portuguese, whether it is the French, whether it is Senegalese today, they are invaders. They have come to the Casamance and found an autonomous state, and they have fought us. We, the Casamansais, are not the rebels. We are the patriots. We are the resistance.
His group has its origins in the 1940 struggle for independence from France. It was not a very violent struggle. And even in the 1980s, when the movement was reconstituted to fight the Senegalese, its weapons were often just bows and arrows, and there were frequent ceasefires. But in the 1990s, the rebels turned to Kalashnikov rifles and rocket-propelled grenades. The conflict peaked in late August this year, when the rebels struck the main army base in Ziguinchor, killing dozens of soldiers. The army reacted angrily, sending in thousands of troops from the north. Now, at army headquarters here, units of soldiers move in and out on patrol, and there are checkpoints everywhere. According to army spokesman Colonel Mesa Tumba, the time for negotiations is over. The army, he says, has a new strategy.
It's quite different after 3 months ago, because now we are taking the initiative now to dismantle their bases. The cleanup operation will continue until the armed people lay their arms down.
The government claims the rebels only number a couple of hundred. Yet the number the army says it's killed over the last few weeks totals more than twice that amount. And the rebels continue to attack, even in areas the army claims to have wiped them out. Here, in the dense forests and mangroves of the Casamance, rebel groups are hiding. They often attack at night, sometimes in canoes. One Senegalese soldier said trying to stop them is like trying to swat mosquitoes in the dark. Many here think the war cannot be won. Some newspapers are calling it Senegal's Vietnam. Back in the potholed streets of Ziguinchor, a griot sings a song calling for peace. Many here have become terrified of the army, which according to Amnesty International has killed at least 30 civilians suspected of being rebels. But people here are just as scared of the rebels, who have killed scores of civilians who don't support their cause. Fidel Jeju, a local school teacher, has little sympathy for either side.
I'm angry that the government has neglected the Casamance. We should be the wealthiest part of Senegal because we have more natural resources. But we are the poorest. Still, I don't believe we should separate. The Casamance is too small to be a real nation, and we Africans need to unite, not to divide.
Yet few observers are optimistic that the fighting will end anytime soon. With poor harvests in other parts of Senegal, the government will likely keep a firm grip on its one fertile region. And it does not have the means to offer much in return. That leaves the rebels with little incentive to lay down their arms. For NPR News, I'm David Hecht in Ziguinchor, Senegal.